It's time to bring in our good friend, Ruth Epstein. She covers our area on a daily basis from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Good, and I want to start off saying something about Lisa Carter. We are now going to feature Lisa Carter with a Region 1 superintendent report at least once a month, year-round. And I want people to know that in the past 2.5 weeks, I have spoken with Lisa Carter off and on about various things that I've never been able to do with a superintendent for the past 3.5 years.
Really?
She's really been very open with me, willing to tell me what she can tell me and tell me what she can't tell me and not string me along. It has been so far just an amazing, amazing difference. So.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad. Open communication is key.
Yeah.
So that is wonderful. And speaking of that, you know, they are having this reopening team meetings and people given tasks to figure out, or hopefully figure out, what to do if and when school opens.
They're doing a lot of these meetings.
Yeah, and I give them a lot of credit. It's very, very difficult. They're dealing in such uncertainty. I wouldn't want to be part of this now.
No, well, they're having these meetings so they can put together some sort of plan, which the state wants, and then the state will look at that plan. This is how horrible it is for the administrators, and then the state will send back to them what they recommend. It's going to be very interesting to see how it all works.
Yeah, and it's a huge team of people have come forward. It's really amazing, from school board people to community members to teachers to faculty to custodial staffs. It's everybody's input, very important, but the whole country is dealing with this horrible dilemma. Just incredible.
You know, and it's interesting. We now sit here in our tri-state region with one of the lowest rates in the nation, and now we have to be wary about letting people in from other states because we have met the curve and defeated it, and it was done so just by social distancing and
just
masks.
Following the rules. I am just blown away by the states where it's surging and people just refusing to take responsibility and do what they have to do. It works if you follow the rules and do what you're told.
It's not political. It's not divisional. It's just look at the map, look at the facts, and see the places that are following the rules. They're not out of control.
It couldn't be any simpler. Yeah. So, and the other big issue, of course, is Great Falls. I've been there a couple of times this week. I was there yesterday. As you may have seen, I snapped a picture of Henry Todd, first selectman of Falls Village, talking with the trooper. This poor trooper had never been here before. He was sent out on patrol and was trying to figure out what was going on. The place was packed again. The lower parking lot across from the powerhouse was packed, and people were just, you know, they were looking for a place to find some relief from the heat and not realizing, not that area so much as the one up above and how dangerous it is.
But the whole thing is that when I try to tell people, once again, I've had people send me messages saying, you're anti-American. We have the right to go to these places, their parks and everything. And all I can say to them is, first of all, nobody has the right to hang out in the middle of Great Falls, the falls itself.
Right.
It's dangerous. And just for that reason alone, it's dangerous. But what we found out during this whole progression is that there's a mixture of, and I didn't realize this, I did realize First Light, also the state of Connecticut, what's the DEEC, whatever that is, they have rights there, First Light, but also the trails that go through there are part of the Appalachian Trail System.
Yeah.
And what people were saying, well, that the trail is now open. No, the northern part of the trail is open. If you look at their map, Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts are all bright red because those states don't want people coming in from other states and possibly bringing the virus. So First Light doesn't want you on that property. Appalachian Trail doesn't want you on that property. You know, it's I tell people it's like you have a stream in your backyard, It's on your property. People come and set up a tent and go in the stream. You're going to let them do that?
Yeah.
No. And also, sooner or later, because we know the Housatonic River, Ruth, someone's gonna drown, and then who's going to be sued?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to several people stopped me to say, what's going on here? You know, why can't we swim? And I explained, it's very dangerous. We had an incident last week. A lot of people just didn't understand. And it's just it was a mess. Yeah, I mean, the police didn't know how to handle it. The people who were coming there didn't know what was going on.
You know, what happens, Ruth, if north of us there's a big thunderstorm that lingers over Great Barrington, we'll say, for 25, 30 minutes and dumps an inch of rain?
That's where the problem is.
What happens?
Coming down south from
with people
the north.
sitting on the Great Falls, and that inch of rain all of a sudden comes over the falls, and you got a big problem.
Catches people unaware, and you're absolutely right. Yeah. No, this is public safety. And again, as we said last week, putting our first responders in harm's way, I mean, that's another issue. There's so many issues here.
Oh, there's a trash. People there are all day long. Where do they go to the bathroom, folks? Where do they go? There's no bathroom within sight there. Where do they go to the bathroom? The trash. And the parking. The road is as narrow as it is.
Right. And they pointed out, they were parking on both sides last week. It made it totally impossible for the responders to get there.
Oh, well.
It's too bad. And then it gets, as you said, you're dealing with people who are, you know.
It's our right to be there. Well, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's your right to be there when it's open. And when it's open, it's not your right to sit out in the middle of the falls and endanger yourself.
Yeah. Oh, well. Too bad you're getting all this.
Not a lot, but there's 10 to 1. People know that it's not safe what's going on the floor.
Yeah.
10 to 1.
Yeah.
But,
Anyway, we had several meetings last week, including the reopening of school team meeting, coming up with ideas for how to handle the school when it does, if and when it opens. Cornwall Selectmen met. They're talking about whether they've come up with their goals. It's halfway through the year, and they discussed all their goals and what they want to do going forward. A lot has to do with housing, big issue in all these towns, and of course the wastewater facility that they're trying to put into West Cornwall. Kenan. We'll be having a COVID testing this week on Wednesday. I guess it's past the registration date.
I tell people to call and see if there's slots anyways.
Because
you never can tell. There might only be like 25 people registered, and you can register.
Good idea, because
it's better to be safe. If they say no, they say no.
That's all you can do. The Falls Village Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen are tonight. Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Sharon has a town meeting and Thursday at 6:30, I think pretty much routine.
And that agenda is on the Sharon, Connecticut website. So.
Yes, yeah. And so are all these meetings and all the links to Zoom. All you have to do is go on to each town's website, go on to agenda. I mean, it can be a little bit daunting if you don't know how, and the Zoom links are all listed on those agendas. So
we also have a planning and zoning meeting tonight in North Canaan at 7 o'clock, and they will let people in. They're limiting 10 people.
Yeah, I think they did that last month as well.
Yeah.
There's some, again, as I've said before, there have been some wonderful talks from the libraries. Hotchkiss Library, because it couldn't hold its book signers group, a book signing event, which you and I usually mingle at. They're doing it through Zoom and having wonderful authors speak just on a variety of topics and great stuff. And go to the Hotchkiss site and library site and see if you can find the links and listen in. It's just amazing what we get up here.
Yeah, and Women Support Services, by the way, if you ever wanted to volunteer, they're looking for volunteers this month and next month. To be in training to help with phone calls. They're 24-hour. And all you have to do is email Deanna Barry, who's a volunteer coordinator at dbarry@wssdv.org, and they are looking for more volunteers.
I understand this time, you know, domestic violence is on a rise because people are stuck in their houses and too much togetherness, and unfortunately brings on that sort of thing, which is too bad. The Tri-State Chamber, the Salisbury Bank, and Lime Rock Park teamed up on Friday and had a food drive to help Corner Pantry, which I understand has doubled its need and really needs a lot of help. And people were very generous while I was there. It was wonderful to see people coming out and donating, and hopefully that will help. And as we say, lots of good things happening, people coming out to help everybody. Yeah.
And I want to remind people that, once again, the milling is probably done on Route 7 in Sharon, Salisbury, and Canaan. There's about a six and a half mile stretch, but the paving now starts tomorrow, and so there's going to be delays on that stretch of road.
Ah, okay. It was a rather bumpy ride the other day.
Well, it was bumpy beforehand, but they had a mill to do it correctly, and now they go. You know, I was once told that when they mill and they actually do some of these roads, it's about $1 million a mile.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. In today's money, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right.
So, you know, Marshall, even though we're still doing everything virtually pretty much, there's lots going on, and no reason you can't get out there and listen. And in some cases, they did have the Sharon neighbor-to-neighbor thing last night, so people were out, I assume, watching that.
On Wednesday, the Sharon concerts restart down in the Valley.
Yes.
And Kent has their concerts on Thursdays.
Actually, Kent's have been postponed. They've had some problems.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So check those. Before you go to a Kent concert, check it out and make sure it's still on. Some of them have been postponed. But Sharon does start up this week. And so we'll be out there and trying to follow everything that's going on.
All right, Ruth, have a good week, a safe week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Very good, Marshall. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio.